This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Byrne, B like boy, Y, R, N like November, E. Date of birth, October 5th of 1956. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Byrne, who had a renal transplant in 2016, a cadaveric renal transplant. After being on hemodialysis for several years, she's a type 1 diabetic. She has severe COPD, and she's oxygen dependent 24 hours a day. And she was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in 2019 and has a pacemaker and defibrillator in place. She actually has been seeing Dr. Liu, L-I-U, and she's going to be having a CAT scan on the abdomen. She has a few spots on the tail of her pancreas area. And he is also treating her for a UTI with cephalexin or Keflex, 500 milligram, 1-3 times a day for 3 days. And she does see Dr. Obaid, O-B like a boy, E-I-D, the pulmonologist in Mount Pleasant on a regular basis also, and she has a cardiologist for the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. She's had no hospitalizations since her last visit here at April 19th of this year, and renal function remains normal. She has recently started on a new medication for the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy called C, A, M like Mary, Z like zebra, Y, O, S, 5 milligram daily. She is required to get monthly echocardiograms before that drug can be refilled, and then she gets another month's supply from the drug company. She's been on it for about 2 months now, she reports. And her Envarsus, E-N, like November, V like Victor, A-R-S-U-S, extended release. It was 2 milligrams daily. That had to be increased when she started the Camzyos because the Camzyos makes the Envarsus less effective. And she's going to be having another Tacro level done this week to make sure that the level is still therapeutic. She does go down to the University of Michigan on a regular basis at the transplant clinic, and they follow her labs on a monthly basis. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic fatigue, chronic shortness of breath, chronic cough with cloudy sputum, no current antibiotic other than the cephalexin for urinary tract infection, no kidney transplant tenderness, and that is in the right lower quadrant, and no edema. Medications, in addition to the Camzyos and the Keflex, also the changes in the Envarsus, her Lexapro has been decreased from 20 milligram daily to 10 milligram daily. That was stopped, but she did not tolerate an abrupt cessation from 20 milligram daily to nothing. So that's been resumed, and if she is going to try to taper off of that medication over time, if possible. And her metoprolol, 25 milligram 3 times a day, has been on hold due to low blood pressure recently. She's also anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, her weight is 183 pounds, and that is stable. Blood pressure, 100 over 70, pulse, 87. Oxygen saturation is 94% on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have scattered inspiratory rails in the bases. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, no kidney transplant tenderness in the right lower quadrant. Extremities, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 26th of 2022, creatinine is stable at 0.8, calcium 9.1, sodium 141, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 34, albumin 3.3, phosphorus is 3.8, Tacro level 4.4, hemoglobin 10.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Severe COPD, oxygen dependent, number one. Two, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Three, deceased donor renal transplant in 2016 with normal kidney function. Four, high-risk medication use, immunosuppressants, and also the addition of the Camzyos, which can affect the levels. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, chronic oxygen dependency is next. Hypertension, currently hypotensive, and metformin or metoprolol is on hold. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.